always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
Even though abortion is already illegal in Missouri, Republicans are prohibiting state dollars from going to any facility associated with the procedure. Governor Mike Parson putting pen to paper Thursday, barring Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid reimbursements for medical services.
And I don't think there's any question Planned Parenthood has not been a good actor in our state for the way they've conducted themselves over the years.
Previously, the Missouri Supreme Court has ruled twice lawmakers cannot deny Medicaid funds to Planned Parenthood through the budget. But this bill is a standalone version outside the budget process.
It's Friday. Welcome into the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. It is 4:06. My partner, Tim Jones, is off today. We've got a full show for you today, so keep your seatbelts buckled. We've got guests starting off at the top of the show. We're going to speak in a few minutes. The Attorney General, Andrew Bailey, we will talk to him about that clip that you just heard. We'll also talk to him about other percolating legal news here in Missouri and around the country. At 4:24, we'll speak with Fred Lucas. He's author of The Myth of Voter Suppression, and he's a manager of the investigations at the Daily Signal. We'll talk to him at 4:24. At 4:45, Chris's Corner, no one has ever heard of Biden's signature accomplishments. I've got some anecdotes to talk about that and some polling. 5:07, Jennifer Bukowski, she is a good friend and a brilliant attorney from Columbia, who regularly guest hosts on 93.9 The Eagle there. We will talk to her about the Trump trials and some of the legal things that are going on here in Missouri. And finally, at 5:24, we'll have our regular guest, Dr. Aaron Hudlin, chief economist at the Show Me Institute. We'll talk to him about the economic numbers and the job numbers that came out this week. As promised, on the line is Attorney General Andrew Bailey. Attorney General, thank you for joining us, and welcome to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show.
Hey, Chris, thanks for having me on. Always appreciate a chance to talk to you.
Excellent, excellent. Before we get into the Planned Parenthood, I want to talk to you about the story that's come out that your office has demanded the DOJ turn over documents on the Trump prosecutions. Tell us about that case.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, everybody knows that the prosecutions themselves are illicit witch hunts because they're not supported by facts or law. And let's look at the Alvin Bragg prosecution in particular. And what I want to emphasize here is that it's not just that the prosecutions themselves, the charges, the cases are illicit, but the motivations of the prosecutors are also illicit. At a minimum, these prosecutors should have been disqualified from these cases. At a maximum, this is a level of coercion and collusion that needs to be punished on the back end, and is certainly going to undermine the legality of whatever conviction they may end up obtaining. And I specifically point to the fact that Alvin Bragg has been involved in civil litigation against Donald Trump when he worked for Letitia James. Alvin Bragg promised on the campaign trail to prosecute Donald Trump. He's politically motivated. He has a personal interest, a personal best interest in the case that should have disqualified him from even looking at any kind of charges against President Trump. But he gets worse. What's come out more recently is that Matthew Colangelo, formerly the number three guy in Biden's corrupt Department of Justice, has now been deployed from the Department of Justice to the state level, employed by Alvin Bragg, to lead the prosecution in this case. And this is an individual who's a major contributor to the DNC. So clearly it's politically motivated. The prosecutors themselves have a vested interest, should have been disqualified. And at the end of the day, we need to shine the light of truth on this and demonstrate this level of collusion between the Biden administration and these politically motivated prosecutions.
What would you say to critics who would say, why is the Missouri Attorney General bringing this action, not someone else?
Because it's election interference. Every day that President Trump is stuck in court in Manhattan is one less day that Missouri voters have access to hearing him on the campaign trail. That's election interference at its worst. I think Alvin Bragg and Matthew Colangelo know that their charges are weak. They know that the evidence in the law doesn't lead to a conviction in this case, and that's not their intent. Their intent is to prevent Donald Trump from campaigning. Ultimately, that harms Missouri voters. That's why we're trying to shine the light of truth on this and undermine the credibility of whatever illegal conviction they may actually end up obtaining.
Speaking with Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey, his website is baileymo.com. His Twitter or X account is Andrew Bailey MO. Also want to talk to you, Mr. Attorney General, about your suit against the Biden administration over Title IX changes. Tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, Chris, this has reached the level of absurdity. I mean, the Biden administration, every morning they wake up and say, hey, we're just going to do whatever we want and until someone tells us to stop. So every morning I wake up and ask myself, how can I sue the Biden administration to try to get them back into the limited role they're supposed to be playing? Title IX was enacted in 1972 to provide equal opportunities for women. President Biden wants to undo all of that and strip women of their equal rights. And he's going to do it by legislating from the executive branch, which is unconstitutional. It also attempts, his new Title IX rule attempts to nullify state law. What he wants to do is allow males into women's sports, males into women's locker rooms, males into women's bathrooms, allow men to have to sleep in the same hotel room with women if they're traveling for an athletic event. He's pushing a radical transgender ideology above the equal protection and safety of women and girls. We're not going to let him destroy the concept of womanhood and women's sports in Missouri.
Mr. Attorney General, you claim in your suit that the Biden administration has threatened to hold federal funding hostage from any institution that does not follow these new rules. Talk more about that, please.
Well, that's his leverage. Is he saying, if you don't follow our rules, then you're violating Title IX and you won't get funding. The problem is his rules themselves are illegal. Again, he is extending beyond the words in Title IX say you can't discriminate on the basis of sex. He's saying sex includes gender ideology. Well, that was not true in 1972. And the word sex, even today, I would dispute if the word sex today means that. But it certainly wasn't true when the words were written down in the 1970s. That was never the intent, and it's not supported by the structure of Title IX either. And so it's a textual problem. He is extending the plain text of the law in violation of the law. He has no constitutional authority to do that. But there's a federalism problem as well. Here in Missouri, our General Assembly last session passed the Save Women's Sports Act. What President Biden is trying to do is use an administrative rule not authorized by Congress in violation of the plain text of the federal law to nullify state law. That's why this fight's so important.
Mr. Attorney General, you've been leading the fight across our state and across the nation to slow down human trafficking in our state. You have filed a suit against Planned Parenthood alleging they are involved in human trafficking. Tell us more about that again.
Yeah, certainly. Well, last November, a Project Veritas video surfaced from a Planned Parenthood clinic in Kansas City where the individuals that work for Planned Parenthood, the agents of that organization, were bragging about how they regularly transported minors across state lines for abortions without parental notification, without parental consent. We know that Planned Parenthood has a long history of putting the destruction of human life ahead of the health and safety and welfare of their patients. Attorney General Josh Hawley uncovered the fact that they were using a moldy abortion machine on women. And this wasn't a machine that was moldy after they used it and just happened to not have been cleaned. They were actively using it on patients. Eric Schmidt, my predecessor as Attorney General, uncovered the fact that the physicians at Planned Parenthood refused to comply with the notification requirements to explain to patients how dangerous their procedures were or record any complications from those procedures. And now we've got this. So, again, this is Planned Parenthood, you know, conspiring to violate the laws of the state of Missouri. But it should surprise no one. They've never respected or complied with the health and safety laws of the state of Missouri.
We're speaking with Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey. Mr. Attorney General, I'm sad to say that I am a graduate of the Hazelwood School District, and we all remember that sad incident, that viral video that went out of the beating of that young girl and that fight after school. you have filed an investigation on the school district's DEI practices. The Hazel School District has filed a complaint against you with the Ethics Commission. Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, look, here's what happened. There were students from the Hazelwood School District who gathered on an afternoon near the school in broad daylight on a public street. And it was multiple students involved in a fight that resulted in one student violently bludgeoning another student's head against the concrete, even after the assailant had rendered the victim incapable of fighting back. And my problem with it is the school district had previously booted the safety resource officers, the police officers, off the campuses because they were pushing a radical DEI program and required the police officers to take the DEI training. The police department said, no, we're not going to do that. That's not why they're there. The SROs are in those schools to protect the student body and oftentimes act as an early warning system. In other words, the safety resource officers often know when there are conflicts among students. And when you have a conflict this big where you have multiple students involved, there had to be some kind of early warning sign, and there should have been systems in place to step in and de-escalate the conflict before it rose to the level of a first-degree assault that almost killed that poor girl.
And today, St. Louis County officials testified on behalf of this person that had the fight, that beat the other girl. They have recommended that that case stay in the juvenile court. How much weight does that carry for county officials to say they wanted to stay in the juvenile court? And what is your opinion? Should that go to the adult court or stay in the juvenile court, this case?
Look, that's a first-degree assault. You've got a criminal defendant who intentionally inflicted serious physical injury against a victim. And again, what's significant here is that this is a teen who is old enough to know better. And even if things, all other things being equal, after the assailant, after the defendant had violently bludgeoned the victim's head against the pavement and the victim couldn't fight back, guess what happened? The assailant kept going. That is an adult crime. This individual knew better. That should be an adult court. Section 211071 is the juvenile certification statute. It requires there be a hearing. It requires that the court examine certification and send the case to adult court. And I think that's what needs to happen in this instance.
Mr. Attorney General, we remember the incident that happened after the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. There was a gentleman that was detained, and it went all over the internet that he was not of this country, was a terrorist, was involved in this incident. It was later proven that he was not. It was announced that you are going to be, or the Attorney General's office will be, defending the legislators for defamation in this case. It is, I think, your legal responsibility to do that, but there are some that are not happy with that decision. Set the record straight.
Yeah, Chris, look, at the end of the day, the Attorney General's office represents state officials, and the state has an interest in ensuring that a remote federal court in Kansas doesn't have the final say on whether or not Missouri officials are immune from this kind of suit or not. And so it's important to provide adequate representation and for these individuals to have due process of law.
All right. We've talked a lot of politics. We've talked a lot of policy, but you are also running for a full term as Missouri's Attorney General. Tell us about the campaign and how's that going?
Chris, we are firing on all cylinders, man. I tell you, we were down in Jefferson County last week. We've been in Mid-Missouri and in St. Louis this week. You know, we're getting out and we're meeting people who are excited that I've been fighting and winning for Missourians. They respect the fact that I'm a veteran of the battlefield and the courtroom. I'm a father, which means I'm invested in the state because I'm raising my kids here. And they want a Missourian in charge of the Missouri Attorney General's office to represent Missourians and Missourians' interests. When we removed the Soros-backed prosecutor in the city of St. Louis by that lawsuit, people knew that I was serious and that I came to play. We've increased criminal prosecution statewide by 133% from my office. Those are numbers we can be proud of. We've got 31 lawsuits pending against the Biden administration right now, so we're fighting at home against the enemies of freedom and safety and prosperity, and we're fighting the Biden administration's unconstitutional illegal behavior as well. People see us fighting and winning. They're getting behind us. They like it. They're energized. And look, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm running on a record. 15 months in office thus far. We've done a lot. We haven't hit our ceiling yet. We've got more to do. Let's keep keep fighting and winning.
You know, I have one more question for you from your answer. You gave me a question. This bizarre situation with the former circuit attorney, I can't even think of her name now. With Kim, what's her last name?
Gardner, yeah.
Kim Gardner can't be found. Is there anything that your office can do with that and your overall thoughts of she going AWOL?
Yeah, look, I mean, she's trying to escape the long arm of the law. The state auditor's office has been diligently trying to pursue her in order to close out the audit of her office. And again, she has her legal responsibility on top of a moral responsibility to comply with state statutes. She needs to come forward and sit for deposition or provide evidence to the auditor's office. And we're going to continue to pursue her as well. The state of Missouri has an interest in ensuring that those local offices in the city of St. Louis are functioning as they're supposed to be. And I think she's hiding out of consciousness of guilt. I think she doesn't want to be found because she knows she has enormous liability and she's trying to dodge that. We can't let that happen.
Mr. Attorney General, if people want to get more information about the Attorney General's office and your campaign, how can they do that?
Yeah, check us out on the official site at ago.mo.gov. That's ago.mo.gov. If you've got a consumer protection issue, we've got a tab where we've got investigators standing by to help you ensure you're not defrauded by predatory business practices. On the campaign side, check us out at dailymo.com. Love your support as we fight and win for Missourians.
Mr. Attorney General, thank you so much for your time. Be safe on the campaign trail, and we will speak with you again soon.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Really appreciate your time. All the best to you and your listeners.
Thank you so much. 424 coming up, we'll speak with Fred Lucas. He's author of The Myth of Voter Suppression, and he's also a manager of investigations at the Daily Signal. They are an arm of the Heritage Foundation. At 445 Chris's Corner, we'll talk about why no one has ever heard of Biden's signature programs. 507 Jennifer Pukowski, and at 524, Dr. Aaron Hudlin. You are listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk to STL, number one for live and local conservative talk.